Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, good morning. Don't hit the snooze button. Come on, you're waking up with the winners. That's right. You should have at least a couple cups of coffee already. You should have been to church. And now you're ready to learn and you're ready to tell your money what to do for you. That's right, folks. That's what you have to do. You have to tell your money where to go. Don't let it tell you what to do. Come on. Don't let it push you around like that. This is Justin Hermes with RE/MAX Properties. And I'm the host of Real Estate Realities. I've been doing real estate in this town for a long time. My dad has been doing it for a long time, too. I grew up in the back seat of his car driving around as a little kid. And he'd show people home and say, Justin, this is how we take care of people in this community. And this is how we make sure they have a solid investment. It's not just selling houses, folks. It's making sure what you buy is going to have good appreciation or great rental numbers. And that's what makes us different than any other real estate agent. We do property management. So when you buy a property and you decide to rent it, we can control that asset for you. It's not a, you better sell it because that's the only way we stay in business, folks. That's BS. Come on. If you should choose to rent it, we should be able to help you with that process if we're a full service realtor, right? Wake up. Let's go. Give me a call. 719-232-1063. I want to chat with you and I want to talk to you about what's going on in your real estate portfolio. Because I'm creating winners, baby. You may feel like a champion right now when it comes to real estate. You hang out with me, you're going to feel like the champion, okay? So drop the zero, get with the hero, call me right now. 719-232-1063. Matt's laughing at me. He thinks I'm like spitting out a rap song here. I love it. I love it. So we always talk a little bit, the good, the bad. What's going on here in Colorado Springs? Let me tell you the good here, folks. If you're buying right now, interest rates are at a three-year low. That's right, 3.25 for a VA, 4 even for a conventional. That's cheap money. You gotta jump on it. That is the best thing ever. That's why I'm buying, because the rates are so darn low and we're locking them in for a 30-year fixed. Jay Garvin's does all my loans at Churchill Mortgage. Call him and he'll lock you the best rate at 330-1457. And yes, we do have some bad. That's the Zillows, the Rex Realties, these big box companies that are coming in and saying, we'll give you an insta offer on your house. You saw it. It was on the front page of the Gazette. Zillow breaks into the market. Insta offers. Well, let me tell you what, folks. I've looked into it. Their fees are 7, 8%. Much higher than your normal real estate fees of 6%. So that's right, folks. When it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. All right? So make sure you call a local real estate agent. And better yet, call me because I'm going to get it done right for you. And who knows? Maybe we rent it. We'll choose the best solution for you. Stick with me. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. Are you ready for?
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. 'Cause I got this, don't gotta think too hard.
Folks, we're into the meat of it now. We got the middle segment. We're bringing in the heavy hitters. That's right. We got 13 minutes of some action-packed information. We got the one and only Austin Darby, the best insurance agent in the world. Welcome in, Austin.
Thanks for having me, Justin. It's been a great day. Good to see your beautiful face.
I appreciate that. Me and Austin both go to church Sunday mornings. You know, sometimes we have to record it at a different time because that is one of our priorities, is to make it to church. And some of you listeners have told me that as well. So that's why we got the replay at 1 p.m. as well.
Yeah, it's good to have, honestly, because, I mean, a lot of people in Colorado Springs, we're churchgoers, we're, you know, heavy in our faith, and There's no problem with that. I tell you what, if you don't believe in God, whatever you believe in, I'm happy for you.
There you go. That's it. All right, let's start talking some insurance. So, Austin, you've done all my personal insurance policies. You do a lot for my clients. You get the best rates. You get the best coverage. So if you're listening right now, call Austin. Write down his number. He'll beat anything you got, and he'll get you the same coverage. He'll keep you protected. Austin, give him your cell phone number twice before we start talking.
Yeah, it's 719-464-4705. Once again, that's 719-464-4705. And my email is Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, at themainstreetagency.com.
That's great. That's great. So, Austin, how can these clients maximize their money? We talk about budgeting. Tell me right now, what's your advice? Is it bundling, putting on a class four roof? Give them some tips.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes I feel like some of the things we talk about get a little repetitive. There's a lot of things in insurance. And I tell you what, Justin, when I got into it, I didn't know a lot about insurance. And I tell you what, I had to take a bunch of classes. I had to learn all this. I had to do all that. I had to pass multiple different tests and say, hey, look, I know insurance now. And I tell you what, a lot of people don't have any idea. A lot of people, they'll sign their home with me and then they'll go, oh, hey, I have cars too. Do you do that? And I go, well, here you go. Here's what P&C means. Property and casualty. Property doesn't just mean your physical address. Property doesn't just mean your yard. Property means anything that you own. So for me, that's what I do. I can insure anything that you own. I can own your boat. I can insure your boat, your home, your RV, your camper, your motorcycle, your...
How about jewelry?
Jewelry. Yeah, that's another endorsement.
I got this big chain I like to wear all the time with the massive clock on it, so like T-Pain.
Yeah, I heard you stole it from Al Pacino or something like that. I'm not sure.
We went down
to
Canyon City. I think that's where he is. Al Pacino, whatever his name
is. Yeah, he's down there somewhere.
Yeah, he's not buying any real estate, and he don't need insurance, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's got plenty of guys to take care of that for him. But I'll tell you what, if they give me a call, I can probably save them some money.
There you go. That's it.
So that is a big deal, though. You're right. With jewelry, I did have a guy call me and said, hey, look, I have three Rolexes. What do I do to insure this? I had to write an endorsement because they won't insure that outright. So I had to write him three separate policies under his own homeowners because each watch was worth over $5,000. And it was hand-me-downs from his grandfather. So yeah, it's stuff that he really wants to take care of. If it was stolen, if...
And that's,
you know,
why
they
got to meet with you, because you just can't call USA over 1-800 number and set that stuff up. I mean, it's tough to set up unless you're getting the customer service that Austin offers.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't know what all comes with homeowners insurance. Oh, I'm just going to protect my home. No, well, you got a lot more than just your home in there. You got furniture. You've got TVs. You got your jewelry. You have fine china that you
got
for your wedding gift.
Yep, I got my Hot Wheels collection.
Your Hot Wheels collection. You never know. You know, Barney... stuffed animals. You never know. I see those at your couch every now and then and kind of weirds me out, but you know, those are probably worth something to you.
Yep. I like to hold on to those when business is rough. I pull Barney out and give him a hug. Makes me feel better.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, that's what we're getting into. It's looking at the different assets that you own and insuring everything properly. And that's what we talked about right now is the customer service side of things. I want to make sure you have the best experience. So for me, when I talk to my clients, I let them know, here's my cell phone number. I know you probably got my business card, which has my business number, but I want you to be able to call me whenever you need me. You know, if we're on vacation, if we're here, if we're there, I can still call in to our 24-hour customer service line and get you fixed up, get you hooked up if you need to have a claim, if you have something go wrong. And that's what I want to provide to all the people that are listening to this right now.
That's it, folks. So if you have questions, you can call me at 232-1063. I can put you in touch with Austin, or you can just call him directly as well at 464-4705. Okay, so we talked before about class four roofs, impact resistant windows, siding. Are there any tips that you would give the listeners as far as those items go, Austin?
Well, Justin and I both know a lot of professionals, because when you start running a business such as insurance or real estate or mortgage, you get in all these different situations where you need to know people. You need to know contractors. You need to know people that are going to help you out, be on your side. Are you going to have customer satisfaction if you tell someone, hey, go to this roofer. They put on a terrible roof. You have a hailstorm next year. It's broken. Now you got to get another one. Now your insurance rates go up. Now you go, okay, my insurance agent gave me the wrong roofer. I got the wrong roof. I got to pay for another one. My rates are going up. You don't want that. So it's really getting in contact with people. It doesn't have to be a roofer. You can get in contact with your real estate agent, Justin Hermes, or you can get in contact with me, your insurance agent, and we can put you in place with people that supply class four roofs. that are impact resistant. We have hail all the time.
Yeah, you got to call us, guys, because if you let that door knocker put on your roof, I'm just gonna come tell you right now, that's terrible. And if you don't do the research and you don't use someone who's qualified, I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for you, okay? Your home is a large investment, and you have to treat it that way. And that's why we have Austin on and talk insurance, because getting it, yes, that's a tough step. Keeping it is also tough, and maintaining it.
Yeah, that's very true. It's a valuable asset. Just like Justin said, it's keeping it. Okay, so I have companies as well, if you can't keep it. You know, I ran into two problems this week that I really wanted to talk on the show. And one of them is safety devices. The second one we're going to touch on first, and that is keeping your insurance. I had a client that said, okay, I bought insurance. This happened. Boom, I called my insurance right away. This happened. Boom, I called my insurance right away. Now he is unable to sign with any of the big carriers, any of the captive carriers, which are Allstate, State Farm, USAA, American Family, those big companies that, you know what? Yeah, they may be great, but they don't want clients that are high risk. So I have other customers and I have other agencies that will sign you even if you are high risk, and they're all A plus agencies. So that's what I look at, is all of the agencies that I represent are A plus, even if you never heard of them. That's one thing I really wanted to hit on, is sometimes people go, oh, well, I've never heard of Safeco, or I've never heard of State Auto, or I've never heard of Kemper. What is Kemper? There's a bunch of different companies.
Yeah, but the fact is, Austin, you're going to vet them. And you're going to make sure that these companies are good before you give someone the product. So I'm telling the consumer, who cares if you know? I didn't care. I was like, Austin, are they running commercials and they got Peyton Manning doing their commercials? Because if they don't, I don't want insurance through them. I mean, that's ludicrous. I trust Austin just the same way that a lot of you radio listeners trust me with your property investments. And that's Austin. He's a native here, and you can just say, Austin, give me the best advice and hook me up. And he's going to, even if it's Kemper Insurance, you're going to go, I know they're good. I know they're going to pay out. And if you have good coverage, Kemper, State Farm, who cares?
Exactly. Right? And that's what we build our agency off of. We don't go with anything less than an A-plus rating. And that means the highest of the high for independent, which, you know, it may not be State Farm and Allstate, because we're not allowed to have those because they're captive. But independent agencies like Nationwide, Safeco, which is a Liberty Mutual company, Progressive, great company as well. Foremost, a lot of people haven't heard of Foremost, but if you didn't know, Farmers owns them and they sub them out whenever Farmers can't beat their rate. So with Justin here, the first four properties I insured for him were with Foremost. He goes, what's Foremost? And I said, it's an A-plus company and they
Matt's
will pay out.
Matt's got Foremost too. Turn around, look
there
at him.
There you go. Matt,
right,
here in the
baby.
Studio has Foremost.
Woo!
As well.
Little, so that's shout out to Foremost.
There you go.
The boys up.
Yeah, I tell you what, I love them. I love them. They do great on rental properties. They do great on personal property. They do great on motorcycle. Honestly, I've never had an issue. Great customer service. I'm never put on hold.
That's great. I don't have to worry about the motorcycle because I promised my mom I'll never ride one. But that's good to know for those Harley riders out there that Austin can help you out with that as well.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like I said, I have, you know, multiple guys that want to, you know, ride around on motorcycles, and, you know, they're very cheap to insure.
And
if you want to have a thrill ride.
There you go. And they're A+. That's
A+.
What you got to take away from the show, I think, is Austin's going to put you with an A+ company, right? And he's going to give you recommendations to keep that insurance low and advise you when you should make claims and when you shouldn't. Is there anything else, Austin? We got like 3 minutes left here. Do you want to touch a little bit on commercial buildings or anything else? It's yours, baby.
So,
let it
so rock. Here you go. So, you know, in purchasing property, sometimes you want to invest in commercial. And one thing I just ran into today, honestly, this morning, that's why I wanted to hit on in the show, is they did not have their smoke detectors, carbon monoxide testers, and everything else in the building as far as fire extinguishers and sprinkler systems tested. They haven't had them tested in over 5 years. And the insurance company basically said, if you don't have them tested within the next 10 days, we're going to drop you. So make sure you're getting that stuff tested so you keep your discounts, because that's a huge discount. If you have a restaurant that you own and you're not testing your sprinkler system and there's a kitchen fire, how do you know it's going to work?
Yeah, and you should care anyway, because you got employees in there. If your family's in your house, you want to make sure they're protected as well, right?
Yeah, especially if you own a home and you have a basement. What's the number one thing? My mom used to yell at me and go, have you checked your carbon monoxide filter the past 2 weeks? And I'm like, you know what? Go down there and press that button. Check and see if it's working. You know, it's really helping you. It's getting you a discount with your insurance, and it's also protecting your life.
That's huge. That's great, Austin. So we really appreciate you coming on. You do a great job here with a lot of my clients. And if you're listening right now, folks, and you're not happy with your insurance or you're a little confused on what you should be doing, you need to make sure that you give Austin a ring. Austin, what's your contact information again?
Yeah, it's 719-464-4705 is my cell phone. 719-219-5803 is my business line. They both go through to my cell phone. And my email is Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, at themainstreetagency.com, all spelled out.
Fantastic. That's great, Austin. Thanks for coming on. So like I said, the big takeaways I feel like there are you're going to give them premium service. Whoever you sign them up with is going to have an A-plus rating. You're going to advise them on here's some tips to keep your rates low and when is the right time to make that actual claim so it won't hurt you. Am I correct?
Yep, exactly. It's finding out when to make your claim, finding out whether or not you should make a claim. That's all really important.
That's great, folks. All right, a lot of information there, packed full. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call. I can put you in touch with Austin as well. 719-232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio with Justin Hermes. Make sure you stick around for our next segment because we have Kyle coming in from House Check. We're going to talk about, you know, that physical you think about getting every year with your doctor? You should be getting one for your house as well. So stick around and make sure you take his advice. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News. If you want to go and take a ride with me, we'd be willing in the fall with the goatees. So why do I live this way? Why do I live this way? Must be the money. If you
want to go and this segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me today. A beautiful Sunday here in Colorado Springs. And we got on the one and only Kyle with House Check. He does all my home inspections. He's been doing it a very long time. Kyle, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Kyle, so before we get into it, why don't you just give a quick background on your business and then your contact information so the listeners have that.
Okay, I'm the home inspector here in Colorado Springs. Been here for 20 years. House Check's been in business for 30 or so. And my contact information, my phone number's 719-266-1645. And my website is housecheckinc.com, housecheckinc.com.
Fantastic. There it is, folks. So you got the information. We're talking about when to have a home inspection. That's first up to bat here. So a lot of people, you know, may not know when's the right time to do a home inspection.
Well, the best time is after you sign your contract, you get a home inspection. You want to get it before your appraisal, because if you pay for an appraisal, that could be $350. And then you go in with a home inspection and you find out there's problems and that you decide not to buy the house, then you just kind of thrown away the $350. So best thing to do is have your home checked out, find out what you're buying before you have an appraisal done.
Great. That's fantastic. And Kyle, what are around about prices? Say somebody's buying a house, it's 2,000 square feet, it's a two-story. What's that going to cost them?
Well, I think if you figure $10 a square foot, it's pretty close to what you're going to be paying. So for me, if it's 2,400 square feet and under, I'm at $300.
Okay.
So, and then it increments up from there.
That's great. And so what's the process of the inspection?
Well, normally I get there early and look at the roof. So I'll get up on the roof, look at the gutters, look at the roof system, see if there's hail damage, look at the skylights, chimneys, just anything on the roof. And then when the buyers get there, I walk them around the outside. So we'll look at the outside and just check everything. The siding, the paint job, drainage issues, the fence, just the deck, anything and everything on the exterior. After that, we'll go in the house, check the garage. Usually the electrical panel's in the garage, so I'll check the electrical panel, just looking for charred wiring, double taps. The garage, I check the garage door, check for any staining in the ceilings and things like that, look for leaks, make sure the interior door is fire rated. Then I'll go into the kitchen, check the kitchen, all the plumbing, appliances, you know, just check all the cabinet doors and drawers, things like that. Then we'll just walk through the house. I kind of just start at the top, check all the windows, all the bedrooms, outlets, switches, lights, check all the bathrooms, bathtubs, toilets, sinks, all the plumbing. And we just kind of work our way down. I look at the attic. Of course, we don't normally walk in the attics. We just look at the attic from the attic hatch.
And what are you looking for up in the attic?
Water staining, insulation levels. Of course, the levels have changed over the years, so a 1970s home is not going to have much insulation as new homes today, but I look for vermin activity. I've seen raccoons up in attics.
With the electrical panel, what are some of the things you look for? A lot of the times I know right away you look and see if it's a Federal Pacific. Can you kind of explain what you're looking at there as far as...
Well, Federal Pacifics have had problems in the past. There's some electrical systems that they came out with in the past that had problems. So, but for me, I'm looking for double taps, broken breakers, charred wiring. Just any double taps is where you have two circuits going in the one breaker, which can cause overheating. So those kind of things. Look for openings in the panel. Any kind of weird problem that might just look like it needs to be addressed.
Okay, gotcha. When it comes to the, you know, AC units, HVAC system, when we're talking the furnace and the hot water heater, usually I recommend, you know, to my buyers, no matter how it looks, is to usually have an HVAC company go out there, you know, have a clean service and make sure it's good. But you're checking for gas leaks and...
Right, I check for gas leaks, check the cleanliness. Almost every furnace is dirty, it seems like. And so I check the fans. I stick my hand in there and see what's on the fans. A lot of times they just are filthy dirty and they got cat hairs and dust and dirt in there, so...
Yeah, homeowners you should be really replacing your filter every couple months.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just, we just don't see that happen that much anymore. So, and then once the inspection's finished, where does it go from there?
Well, what I do now is I used to print the report on site, and I can still do that if you want, but most people just don't want the paper anymore. So what I do is I take pictures of all the deficiencies in the home that I find. I go home, I write a report. I label all the pictures towards that report, and then I email them the report, the pictures, and a paid invoice. Normally, the home inspector gets paid when the inspection's done.
Exactly, yeah, and that's very effective, folks, because it's important we have that leverage, because when we ask for items to be fixed, we can send over Kyle's report. It has the pictures, it's detailed, and we can say, look, you know, you got 20 items that are wrong here, we have issues with, but we're only asking for 8 to be done. So having the report, having the pictures, and then when the agent says what needs to be fixed, you know, we have the pictures from the inspection that can help guide them to what needs to be addressed.
And typically the home inspector doesn't tell you what to fix. He's just telling you what you're buying. So he just gives you an overall view of the home and of what you're buying. Not the value of the home, but just what kind of problems are need to be addressed. And then it's up to the agent and the home buyer to figure out what they're going to ask.
Exactly. We got about a minute left here. And just go through the fact that you are ASHI approved.
Right.
And go over some of the other things you have as kind of a safety net for your consumers.
Home inspectors in Colorado aren't licensed. So there's certification companies out there. ASHI is the most well-known and probably the best certification company. So we take tests and do extra education things. So if you're not going to use HouseCheck for your home inspection, make sure that you get an ASHI home inspector. So that's about the best thing you can do is you want to get a home inspection, because there's a lot of things that the home buyers can't see when they go into a house and they decide to buy it.
Exactly, folks. And if you're listening and you're not buying a house right now, maybe you need to have Kyle come out to your house, tune it up, go through it, and make sure that you address some things, kind of like a physical that you do for yourself going seeing the doctor. So, Kyle, great having you on. Run through your contact information, couple times the cell phone.
My phone number is 719-266-1645, 719-266-1645. And my web address is housecheckinc.com, housecheckinc.com.
Perfect. Thanks, Kyle, for coming on. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us for another show, Real Estate Realities. Remember, folks, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Have a great Sunday. You've been listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can even slow down. We don't have to go around.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Welcome to my house.
We're all here and you know that you want to stay.